As you probably can tell when you walked into this place, we have a feeling of joy that we're here, but at the same time, there's some sadness because of saying goodbye to our wonderful friend, Tom Fleming, yesterday. Many people came to the building to share their love and their memories of Tom and to celebrate his life with all of us. And one of the things that I notice about when it's an event like that where feelings and emotions are brought right to the surface because someone whom we love is no longer with us physically, there is people with this feeling of unity coming into a room, sitting beside people they've never seen in their life, but somehow there's a connection because the one whose life we're celebrating connects all of us. And so for those of us who have faith, we believe that's true because of God, that no matter where we go on a given day, whether it's getting gas, going to a store, at work, we see people every day who we've never talked to, who we don't know, but there is a connection between all of us because the same breath that God put into our body, he has put into that person's body. There is a similarity. There is a unity amongst all of us. And those feelings are expressed in various ways. The reading that was shared today was the aspect of not being afraid, being courageous, because there are times in our life when we have to do this. But I love what the Apostle Paul said when he said, "I labor and I struggle with all God's energy, which works in me." We come from God, we live in God, we someday return to God, but oftentimes God is manifested in each one of us. We have a life to live, and each of us have thoughts to think, jobs to do, relationships to share, prayers to give. All of us, all over the world, we have these things together. And I don't know if it's possible, but what I want to say to every single person in this room today is this. You may have things in your heart, and you may have feelings that no one really gets. You may have a good friend that you've shared those feelings with, but you can't really always tell people what's really happening in your head and your heart. Maybe some of you today are feeling a great deal of loneliness. And even though you may be smiling and putting up a good front, there's something in your life that's hurting you terribly, crumbling. Or there may be others of you that are wondering about relationships. Maybe you've had a good friend and all of a sudden they're not acting like this anymore. What do I do with all of that? Or maybe you have a relationship that you're wanting to grow in it and it's not happening. Or it is happening and you're maybe a little afraid of where that's going to go. And somehow, fear has a way of creeping in. Even as we sit down in school to do something, maybe that quick thought of, I hope I get this right. I want to have a good grade. Or something at work, or something in a relationship, or a word that's said. We are often dominated by fear feelings, by unworthiness feelings, by painful feelings. When all along, God is reminding us, I am with you. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. And even if there are things that happen in your life where maybe you are the author of doing something not so good or saying something that you're not proud of, God hasn't left you. He's there pouring himself into you as he did before you were born. I don't understand it, but that when we breathed, as Glynis said, our first breath, it's a definition of God. And when we breathe our last breath, a breath is saying God. And we go to be with him. And up until that time, it's realizing that God is with us all the way through. One of the great blessings and gifts of Tom Fleming was that he always had an eye for people. And sometimes very quietly, he would bless people. Other times, in a profound way, the blessings would be obvious. One of the greatest gifts we can ever give anyone is our time, is our words, letting everyone know you are not alone. And so may I just suggest that when Joshua is telling all of God's people, be strong, be courageous, that you are not alone. And when those feelings sometimes overwhelm you, know that there are arms around you, God's arms, and maybe our arms, even from a distance, that we are part of a family of God. Tom Fleming isn't with us in body anymore, but he's with us in our heart, for those of us who knew and loved him, forever and ever. He makes us part of who we are. And even today, this little gathering for a couple of moments may not seem like a big deal. We've somehow connected, just through song or through a prayer or whatever. There's always more to us than us. Please remember the words, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I am with you always. And be strong in that.